official? Nobody knows? Okay. Let's bow our heads. Sing with me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. All right, somebody come turn off the things. Are they still going? They are. Turn them off for me. So people like to sweat. So we want to talk a little bit to begin with. This is some research I did several years ago, so it's kind of dated. I don't think that things have gotten any better, though. I wish I could tell you they had, but we want to think about how does the modern world treat fathers. I think to do that, we have to go to television, because television's where our modern culture comes from. They figured that out back in the 50s and 60s and capitalized on it, and it's gotten worse since we have begun to use televisions to babysit our kids and things of that nature. This is just some research I did about 8 or 9 years ago. And one show we used to watch, Joy and I watched it a lot, was Good Luck Charlie. We didn't let them watch Disney very much, and it wasn't that there was any bad sex or violence or anything. They just were so disrespectful to parents. That just bothered me more than anything else. But we were, one of the things is this father comes in, he says, "Honey, what am I in charge of in this house?" He said this because his wife Amy had corrected him in front of their daughter about not having the right to ground the daughter because the daughter had lied and deceived them. And so the father grounded the daughter because of her lies and deceptions. And so the mother comes in and she gets all over the father and belittles him in a humorous way. It was funny. But she made sure he knew who the real boss in the family was, and that was the mother. And the National Fatherhood Initiative conducted a review of 102 primetime shows. And this was back in the late 80s, early 2000s. And they found that only 15 of the 102 shows had dads as central figures. And only 6 of those 15 portrayed dads as a positive role models. Now, we used to have positive role models. You remember, dating myself, Robert Young and Fathers Knows Best. You know, he was a wise, educated, and even though he messed up, he was the father who knew best. And then we had Bill Cosby. Of course, Bill Cosby's personal life, we won't get into that, but if we look at his show, he seemed to be educated. And even though he was funny, there was no doubt that he was a smart man. But it has digressed progressively since then, where you got Everybody Loves Raymond and the 70s shows and things like that, where basically primetime fathers are foolish, clueless, and buffoonish. And they're from 40% to 50% of the children in our nation are living in homes with no fathers. And that means that from 25 to 26 million kids are being raised by these television dads who are depicted as being dunderheaded and lazy and clueless and basically interloping in the family and making it all miserable. And it's not surprising because the majority of our society struggles with what it even means to be a father. And through humor, our American culture has basically come up with this idea that fatherhood is unnecessary. As our society abandons the fatherhood idea, we do not simply become more aware that children are growing up with no fathers, we become accepting of that. And as a result, the culture of fatherlessness makes fatherhood in our culture more and more irrelevant. So, I don't think anyone can really argue that that's what our culture is going to. I don't think so much in our area in Mississippi or in Arkansas and places in the South where the fathers continue to hold somewhat of a more reverend place. But as a society as a whole, it has gone down, down, down. So what I want to ask you guys, and I ask myself as a Christian, are we as Christians to be controlled by modern American culture or by the Word of God? Think about that. Are we as Christians to be controlled by our culture or by the Word of God? If we are Christians, this is it. This is what we base our ideas and our things that we think about on. Obviously, we live in the culture and we have to think about that, but we do not have to base our lives on that. What does the Bible teach us about how we should treat our fathers? And you know, one of the kids today, they said, "I bet you I know what you're going to preach on." You know, and I said, "I bet you don't get it." And they didn't. Because it's not actually a verse about fathers, but it is. It's 1 Timothy 5:1. It's just the first part of that verse. It says, "Rebuke not an elder, but entreat or treat him as a father." Now think about that. That's talking about primarily preachers, but any older person. Rebuke not an elder, but treat him as a father. So if we look at how the Bible says here, we are to treat elderly people, elderly men specifically, because we're supposed to treat them as we would our fathers, we can see how we are to treat our fathers. We are, first of all, write this down, to treat our fathers with respect. Now, rebuke here, that means to correct. We are not to seek to correct our fathers. This is a matter of honor. You know, the most disrespectful thing we can do to our fathers, or ladies to our husbands, is to correct or to rebuke them in public. And ladies, if you want to rebuke your husband, you know, I don't suggest you do that, but if you are going to do that, do it in private. Don't do it in front of the kids. Don't do it in front of your friends. Even then, it's, I don't think, a good thing to do, but at least you're showing public respect. And kids, I don't believe you ever, according to the Word of God, have the right to write this down, to rebuke your father. You are to show your father honor by not rebuking him no matter what. Now, yes, there's going to be times when your dad is wrong. Let the Lord do the rebuking. And I say that humbly because I am a father, and many times I am wrong. I am wrong many times when I get onto my kids. I react based on feelings or anger or hurt or whatever. I am wrong because so many times I react before I know all of the facts. I am wrong sometimes just because I'm just human and I'm wrong. And I can tell you from personal experience, when I'm wrong and I've done something stupid in dealing with my children, the Lord is perfectly capable of taking care of the situation and rebuking me. And I bet you if I ask you men to raise your hands, every one of you would say the same thing. You don't need your children in your face disrespecting you to tell you you're wrong. And most of the time, I have come back and you know, when I caught it in time and tried to make it right. Obviously, I'm not talking about the case of sin. We are not to be led into sin by our dad or anyone else. But even then, we can remain respectful in public. You know, wives, you're to be the same. One of the reasons, you know, I got off a face place several years ago, and one of the reasons I did is because of the disrespect that I constantly saw being shown by wives toward their husbands on FacePace. And it was discouraging to me because many of these women were Christian and they were just discouraging to their husbands. It would be a discouraging thing to me if my wife got on public media, whatever they call that. What is it? What's it called? Social media. Yeah, thank you, Amy. It's social media and just disrespected me all over the place. That would just be the worst. And I have to admit, you know, I had to learn that myself about social media. I had to, you know, that was another thing because I was not very wise with it. You know, listen to me. Just because the world treats husbands and dads like doofuses doesn't mean that we as Christians have the right to do so. I don't care what you see on TV. I don't care what you see on SpaceFace. I don't care anything about all of that, or Tweety, or all of that stuff. You don't have that right if you belong to King Jesus. We need to, second of all, encourage them. It says in our verse to entreat them as a father. Encourage your elders like you do your fathers. I'm going to tell you, so many men, fathers, husbands nowadays are just discouraged. They're just discouraged because they have very little respect in our society and because of that in their own families so many times. And they have very little honor accorded to them. And we can encourage them by respecting them and showing them honor. Respect and honor is shown. Write this down, kids, in the way we treat them. You know, Miss Deborah down here, she showed you some of the things that you should do to respect and honor your dads. You need to do that. We listen respectfully, even when they're wrong. And even when they tell the same old stupid story over and over again, you know, I think about that. You know, I thought about that. The older I get, the more I retell the stories because I can't remember if I've told it before or not. I do that preaching sometimes. I know some of y'all think, oh, he's told that story last week. Well, look, you know, that's just the way it is. But kids and some of you older people, you'll testify to this. Someday you'll wish you could hear those stories again. Someday you won't be able to hear them again, and you'll think, remember that old story? What was that old stupid joke Daddy used to tell, you know, and all of that? And it'll kind of take it out of you there. It won't be long till your dad is gone on and then every time you've mocked them and hurt them, it'll come back to haunt you. But I have to say a word to fathers here because I've kind of got on to everybody else. Let's just be fair. I'll get on to us too. We need to be, write this down, worthy of respect. You know, I struggled with respecting my father. I didn't see my dad but twice between my fifth grade year and when I finished high school. And even then, even when I finished high school, I had to go hunt him up because he had moved. It's pretty bad when your folks move and don't tell you where they moved to, you know. You know, now you can look them up online, but they didn't have that back then. But I had a good teacher in French camp, Ralph Newman, and Ralph Newman's father, you know, he was not as good as mine. And Ralph talked to me straight about, you know, honoring your father no matter what. And I knew, you know, one of the last things, you know, I did, I talked to Ralph Newman right before when I finished high school, and he told me I need to go hunt my father up. And so I fooled around with it a while, but I finally did it, and it was good. I knew what the Bible taught about it. So I hunted him up, we developed a relationship, and I learned to re-respect him. Listen, and we had a good relationship. But fathers, write this down. Do not make it hard on your kids to respect you. Be there for them. Teach them the word. Walk with the Lord. You know, I had a dad a couple of weeks ago asking me, you know, he says, I really want to develop a better relationship with my kids, little kids, you know, and everything. And I said, well, what are you doing? And he told me, and I said, well, you're doing it. You know, little kids, they want somebody that loves them unconditionally. They don't want somebody that says they love them and then takes it back, and then says they love them, then takes it back, then says they love them and takes it back. They don't need that, so they need unconditional love, and they need fathers and mothers that'll spend time with them. And if you'll love them and you'll spend time with them, that's okay. You'll develop the relationship. One of my worst experiences, I thought at the time, was one time when I took my son Daniel fishing, and we went fishing, and it rained, and I had this place picked out, man. It was up there in North Mississippi at a lake, and so Arkabutla Lake. And so, man, we went in there and we got stuck. Man, we were so stuck. And we fiddled around, and it took us 4 hours to get unstuck. And it was pouring down rain, and we were covered with mud. And we got back home, and we just had to, you know, hose ourselves off. You know, it was awful. And it was the worst fishing trip by far that I have ever been on. And so anyway, years later, my son said, do you remember that time that we went fishing, got stuck in the mud? And I said, yeah. He said, that was the best day of my life. He said, I had more fun on that day, you know, and all that. And I thought, golly, you know. But you don't know. Spend time with your kids, and you will have the relationship with them. Walk with the Lord. Ephesians 6:4, fathers, don't provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Do not, write it down, do not provoke your children to anger. And dad, you're smarter than your kids, so act like it. And I'm going to tell you, you're not acting like it when you're fussing with them and get in a big argument with them. You know what I'm saying? How many of us do that? We get in a big argument. We do that with our wives too. We get a big argument. It's like two little old kids fussing. You know? When you get out on their level and you fuss, that angers them. And angers you too. Have a relationship with them. And remember this, rules without relationships always lead to rebellion. And above all, dads, you need to respect their mother. You can't expect your wife's men to respect you if you don't treat her with respect. So how do we treat dad, not just today, but every day, with respect and honor? And I'll add this. We are to respect and honor both our living dads and our dads who have gone on to be with the Lord. Many of us here, we know what that's like. Our fathers have passed away and gone on to heaven and all of that. We can respect and honor them by remembering the things that they taught us and seeking to fulfill that godly teaching. And perhaps you're here with me and you would say, well, Brother Alex, you just don't understand. You know, I really never had a dad. Or my dad's no longer here. I just don't, you know... I struggle with that, Brother Alex. And I will say to you, look, you do have a father. Just like I did when I was in that period of time growing up when I didn't have my earthly father. Matthew 6:26 says, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, they reap, or gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And are you not worth much more than they? You have a heavenly Father. And I will tell you this, your heavenly Father loves you so much that he came to earth and he died for you. That's the greatest love there is, that a person would lay down his life for you. I'll guarantee you, if somebody came in here and tried to kill me, and one of you people threw yourself and in front of them and took a bullet for me, I would respect you from then on. And nobody would be talking bad about you. Bradley McLaughlin took a bullet for me. Nobody would be talking bad about him in my presence from then on. Jesus Christ took your sin upon himself on that cross because your heavenly Father loves you that much. We all have a heavenly Father. All of our earthly fathers failed in so many ways. We should still honor them. But your heavenly Father has never failed you. He provided a way of salvation. And if you're here and you've never accepted Jesus and your sin is burying you and you know the wages of that sin is death, you can come to Jesus. Your heavenly Father loved you enough to send him to die for your sins. And if you'll come to him and turn from your sins to him in belief and call upon his name, he'll save you. And I encourage you, a few minutes, we'll have a time of invitation to do that. I encourage you to come to your heavenly Father through his Son, Jesus. And I encourage you today to respect and honor your fathers. You know, it's hard sometimes in the world in which we live, it seemingly to live as a Christian. To stand for Jesus. And that's the only way people are going to come to Jesus, is if we stand for Jesus. But I can think of no better way and to present a Christian testimony than to honor and respect your fathers and your mothers. Let's pray. Father, we do come to you thanking you for your love. Yes, we thank you for our earthly fathers, both the ones that are here and the ones that aren't here. But Lord, more than anything, we thank you for you. And Father, I pray that if there's someone here that doesn't have you as their Savior, that they would come and accept Jesus today and accept your love that you sent in the form of Jesus. And I pray for all of us, help us to show honor and respect and treat our fathers, both living and dead. And you, our Heavenly Father, with respect and honor. I just pray this in Jesus' name. If you would.